I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hi, thanks for joining me for today. Today, I want to talk about raising children. Raising children, we have been given the greatest gift to be able to create children with our bodies and procreate, all the glory of procreating, and giving life and birthing life and bringing life into this world. What an amazing miracle. But yet at the same time, this amazing miracle brings with it some of the biggest challenges ever in life, raising children. And I am a mom of four. I have, the oldest is 15. I have a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, and then a 10-month-old. So quite the range of age spans in our household. And there are some days that the challenge of raising kids is, for lack of a better word, it is a challenge. It is stressful. It is learning to hold your tongue when there are moments you want to string them up by their toes, duct tape them to the wall. Just, you want to lock them in a room for your own sanity. And then there's other days where you are with your kids and you are laughing so hard your sides hurt because you're together as a family and you're celebrating the things that they're accomplishing and conquering, and whether it's taking their first steps or and crawling and eating their first foods, you know, the funny faces they make, or as they get older, it's they're learning to play their first instrument and they have a band concert and they're doing oh so good, and then it's musicals and sports and, you know, A's on tests and B's on tests, and they're doing good in school, and they're raising respectful children, and you're so proud, and you take them out to dinner at different times, and they sit there like these perfect little humans, and you're just like, yes, this is what it's all about, and they're kind, and then they do an act of kindness, and they're compassionate towards others, and they're kind towards others, and then you get home, and all hell breaks loose, and then there's sassy attitudes and crying through the night, not sleeping through the night, and you're trying to sleep train and you're trying to figure out what's going on, and then there's teething, and then there's wetting the beds, and you know, you're doing laundry 24/7, and you're making meals and you're doing laundry, and the list goes on and on. And how do you keep your sanity in the midst of raising children? I will tell you that I have not yet figured that out. I am still a work in progress. You know, you hear parents say, I'm not the perfect parent. My parents weren't perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm doing the best that I can. We're doing the best that we can. And there's some amazing tools out there and books and podcasts and resources that you can take in to help equip you as a parent and to give you the right tools and fill your tool belt with hopefully some of the best things out there that can help you parent well. But some days it is tough. Some days it is hard. Some days it is choosing the high road when you're having a discussion with your teenager who just does not want to be teachable in the moment. And that's tough. And sometimes you are with a 10-month-old who is not ready to sleep train yet, and they're teething, and you're doing everything possible just to catch up on your sleep. I tell ya, parenting is not easy, but the reward will pay off. And the only reason I know that is because I have to think back when I was a kid and I pulled some of the same crap. I was times sassy and rude and disrespectful. And yes, there were consequences. And yes, my parents, I know, did the best they could. And then yet here I am today. And I think I turned out pretty darn well awesome. Yes, I think I'm awesome. Okay. Not to toot my own horn, but, you know, I've learned to be respectful. I've learned the value of being teachable. I've learned how to be a better listener and say I'm sorry and just those things in life, have healthy boundaries, things that I know my parents tried to instill in me when I was a sassy punk teenager. Oh yes, I was sassy. And I remember times getting sent to my room and had to take that time out and my mom saying, just wait till your dad gets home. Oh yes, when your dad gets home, you are going to have a conversation. And I know that this too shall pass. But it's, as parents, it's so important to have support from your spouse, have a support system from other parents to encourage each other. Say, hey, today's a crappy day, but you're doing awesome. You are doing whatever it takes to raise respectable, responsible, good humans. And we will conquer. We will hold the fort and hold the family flag. And we will succeed. So, I don't know all the answers, friends, but I know that some days are challenging, and that's the first step of recovery, admitting there's a problem. But just being able to process through that and know that your family and your children are worth fighting for. It's worth the sacrificing of, sometimes it's difficult, having consequences for things. I know as a parent, I never realized when my parents said, this hurts me more than it hurts you. And I'm not talking about physical abuse. I'm talking about when your parents had something fun planned for the family and your sassy attitude got you grounded to your room and you didn't get to participate. And they would say, this hurts them more than it hurts you. I'm like, baloney, whatever. How in the heck does this hurt you? I'm the one sitting in my room. I'm the one paying the price. But now as a parent, I totally feel that pain. It's so true. I find myself saying that same thing. This hurts me more than it hurts you. When I've planned a family outing, like let's go to dinner as a family. Let's watch a movie as a family. Let's go out for ice cream as a family. And I, as a mom and as a dad, envision this perfect family moment where we're sitting together at a table, eating dinner, having wonderful conversations and laughing and asking each other how our days were. That's what mom and dads are envisioning. Children, that's what we're envisioning. We're envisioning kumbaya and peace and love and joy all oozing from our pores. And then when that darn sassy attitude kicks in, holy smokes. And you know that in this moment, there has to be a consequence. In this moment, I have to stand for what's right as a parent. In this moment, I have to teach my child that they can't talk like this. If they wanted to be treated like an adult, they have to have a conversation where we can respect each other with kindness and maybe not agree, but be respectful in our words and in our actions. And so then as a parent, you have to say, I'm sorry. I think you're going to stay in your room for a few hours. I'm sorry you're not going to get to participate in the movie night tonight. And oh, the pain as parents, like we feel stabbed in the heart because we had envisioned this beautiful moment, family moment. And then now it is someone doesn't get to participate. And it's the heart-wrenching moment for parents. Maybe you can identify. But sometimes those are the hardest times that as parents, we have to hold the line. We have to stand for what's right. We have to stand for helping equip our children to be the best humans possible. And we're helping to prepare them for the real world when they're not living with mom and dad. We have to teach them that the choices that they make, the attitudes that they choose to have, how they want to present themselves to the world does have an impact and has consequences, whether they're good consequences or bad consequences. There's a give and take. And if we can help them now learn that, oh, they will by far be so much more advanced when they're out on their own. And it's not always easy. Sometimes it's really rough. And I want to encourage you today as a parent that this too shall pass, as I'm reminding myself, this too shall pass. we have the privilege, we get the privilege of raising the next generation of world changers, the next generation of those who are going to be full of compassion and heal and mend the brokenhearted and serve those who are down and out. They're going to travel the world and, impact so many people with kindness and care, whether it's in other countries or it's within their own little sphere of influence. And we are creating humans and helping build up little mini humans that are going to eventually have their own families, and they will walk through the love and the grace that it takes to be a parent. And some days it takes a lot of grace, and some days it takes a lot of our patience, and some days it just takes every ounce of our soul. It sucks us dry. No, but it's so rewarding. The good outweighs the bad. The challenges that sometimes we face as parents are so small compared to the joy that we will have and the joy that we get to have as we watch our children grow up into the amazing people that we see, the potential that we see in them. That's what we're nurturing. That's what we're cultivating. That's what we're sowing into. And it will come. It will happen. So if I can encourage you again today with anything, hold fast. You got this. You're a great parent. You're a great mom. You're a great dad. Hold the line. It's worth it because you are investing in your children. You're investing in the next generation. You're investing in and sowing into a seed that is going to produce a beautiful harvest of love, compassion, joy, peace, and full of life. Those are, my friends, those are your children. That is your legacy. Your legacy. Your children, who you're pouring yourself into. So today, if you're facing one of those challenges with your kids, take a deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Take a moment to pause. If you need to walk away and then come back to the conversation, do it. But you can do it. You're a great parent. You have what it takes. God doesn't give us more than we can handle, and He's given you children that are going to be dynamic in their future. So, with that, I leave you today. Hang tough. You got this. Until next time, have a wonderful day.